This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge has blocked the state of Georgia from enforcing part of a new law that bans doctors from starting hormone therapy for transgender people under the age of 18. U.S. District Court Judge Sarah Garrity granted a preliminary injunction sought by several transgender children, parents, and a community organization in a lawsuit challenging the ban on medical care. Judge Garrity said, "The imminent risks of irreparable harm to plaintiffs flowing from the ban, including risks of depression, anxiety, disordered eating, self-harm, and suicidal ideation, outweigh any harm the state will experience from the injunction." The court ruling in Georgia will block enforcement of the ban on hormone replacement therapy until a further court order or a trial. At least 22 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors, and most of those states face lawsuits. A federal judge struck down Arkansas's ban as unconstitutional, and federal judges have temporarily blocked bans in Alabama and Indiana as well. In Montana, the Republican supermajority legislature passed bans on transgender care in the 2023 legislative session. Doctors typically guide kids toward therapy or voice coaching long before medical intervention. Transgender care includes puberty blockers and other hormone treatments, far more common than surgery. The treatments are standard treatments backed by major doctors' organizations, including the American Medical Association, and have been available in the U.S. for more than a decade. Updated COVID-19 vaccines are coming in September. The Biden administration is gearing up for a fall vaccination campaign with updated COVID-19 boosters, as well as updated annual flu shots and a newly approved vaccine for respiratory syncytial virus, known as RSV, which usually causes mild cold-like symptoms but can also develop into more serious illness. The COVID, flu, and RSV immunization campaign will begin in September. There are new variants of COVID-19 infecting people. An updated COVID-19 vaccine from one pharmaceutical company shows some promise against the EG.5 variant that makes up an increasing number of new cases, and more testing is being done on the updated vaccine's effectiveness against the BA.2.86 variant. Getting the updated COVID-19 vaccine into nursing homes and long-term care facilities will be a priority for the Biden administration. Officials said, "We are focused on getting older individuals their vaccines, partly because they have been a higher proportion of hospitalizations throughout the pandemic." Some of the updated vaccines may come with a cost, unlike during the pandemic when all COVID-19 vaccines were free. The pharmaceutical company Moderna announced earlier this year that it would increase the price of its COVID-19 vaccine from $30 to $130, leading to a bipartisan condemnation of the decision at a U.S. Senate hearing. The Biden administration hopes to provide access for uninsured and underinsured people to get the booster at a lower cost or for free. COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths have begun to increase, according to the CDC. Between August 6th and 12th, the number of COVID hospital admissions increased by nearly 22% to more than 12,000 people. That's the highest number since mid-April. And the number of COVID deaths increased by slightly more than 8% during the same time frame to about 251 in a week, though that number of deaths from COVID still remains much lower than during the pandemic. Teams in the National Football League finalized their rosters Tuesday afternoon, and five Treasure State players made active NFL rosters. Headlining the group is NFL veteran and Bozeman native Will Disley, who has played with the Seattle Seahawks since 2018. Former Montana State University players Troy Anderson and Alex Singleton, and former University of Montana Grizzlies Dylan Cook and Samori Torre also made active rosters on NFL teams. Anderson from Dillon, Montana, is in his second year with the Atlanta Falcons. Singleton will play his second season with the Denver Broncos. Torre, a former Grizzly All-American, is in his second season with the Green Bay Packers, and Cook, a Butte native who also grew up in Anaconda and Deer Lodge, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.